Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 46, and it's Monday, April 10, 2017. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, welcome to the show, guys. This is a show where we talk about gay stories, geek topics, and bizarre stories. How are you, Ray?
I'm doing just fine. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Not getting better with my shoulder. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, I injured my shoulder, and I always say that I'm always sore, but this time I'm okay. I'm getting better. It's still a little bit sore on the shoulder.
That's good.
And I'm not wearing my sling anymore, so that's good.
Speaking of slings, is your butt sore?
Nope, it's not.
Okay.
Didn't use a sling at all, that kind of sling.
But anyway, so
last weekend, Ray, I hit my home run, my first home run of the year.
Yay!
Kicked some butt. Well, so... Not to brag so much, but it's just rare for me to hit a home run, so I'm really happy. I was sent to home base by the base coach. Really? Should I go? Okay, if you tell me to go. So I kept going, so I did it.
And so you just sashayed around that diamond right up to home, didn't you?
Yeah, I got sent, so I was happy about that. Anyway, so we did a fundraiser yesterday, so that's why I was out in the afternoon. I took a nap at your place for a while.
Yes, for 2 hours I got to hear you snore, yes.
But you got to watch, you know, your TV shows while I'm snoring in the background.
Exactly.
Yeah, so actually in the evening around 5:30 we went to the fundraiser by the Cupcakes and the Guardians. They're the bear teams in the Montreal Softball League, so that's pretty cool. Okay. And I don't know what happened because I left early at that time. Oh, I should tell you the story, Ray. So I was on my way to the bars. I went on my way to Ripcord, and on one of the streets there, but near George's bar, there were these two old guys who were it's really sad because they fell on the ground. They were saying, Wait, hold me, I'm going to fall. I had a back surgery, I'm going to fall. And then they both fell, and they could not get up. So,
Did you hit their life alert?
No, I didn't hit their life alert.
Did you hit the clapper?
No, I did not. But I was trying to lift them. One of them nicked their forehead, and the other one could not get up because he had back surgery, and it was really hard to get them both standing. And then there were these two guys who came over who helped me get them up. We were able to make the other guy, one of the older guys, stand up, and he could not move. It was really sad. And there was a truck that came over apparently they're friends of these two guys and helped them out to go to their house. They're just walking distance from the bars, but still, you know, I was not evil to take pictures, you know, or take videos. I'm not that kind of guy. But it's really sad that two guys fell on the ground and they could not move and I had to call people. So, needless to say,
were they drunk?
No, they said they were not drunk. Well, of course they would say that probably, but they didn't look like they were drunk. They were just really weak and old. I guess it's really sad.
And define old,
like in their mid-70s.
Okay.
Mid-70s or almost 80, they were like that. Sure. And and the guy said, I don't know if you're gay, but I'm going to give you a hug anyway. Because, you know, I helped them up. Okay. There were a couple of us. There were about three of us who helped and two other strangers. Yeah. I guess they were on their way to the bars. Anyway, that was my interesting story from yesterday. On the way to the bars. How about you? Oh, you did some lessons.
I attended Spring Iniquity, which is a little leather run here that gets hosted every year by in LA Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to one of the rope classes and the electro class. So
electro class. What exactly happens? First of all, what happens in a rope class?
Well, you get taught about rope safety and not how to choke somebody when you're hanging them and all that kind of stuff. No, you get taught safety and, you know, pressure points and how to use rope and what type of rope to use and how to tie somebody safely so you don't hurt them or cut off their circulation or anything like that. So
you don't do any. There's none on the joints, right? There should be
right. Should be none on the joints. So.
None on the joints. Wow. How does this even involve all the way to the crotch? Even.
Well, I mean, there's different things you can do, but I mean, there's a way to do it so it doesn't cut off circulation. So.
Okay. All right.
I mean, we didn't get too technical. I mean, it was a basic rope class. It wasn't like graduate rope school or anything where you're doing suspension and hanging people from trees and stuff like that. So.
You don't hang people from trees. Good Lord, Ray.
Have you not been at the rip? Yeah, obviously, you haven't been at the ripcord.
Being roped in a tree?
There have been several people suspended in the trees in the patio of ripcord.
Oh, my God. It's so scary. So you... So that's a rope class. Did you teach it, or no, you just attended? No. Oh, you're one of the attendees.
No,
you
didn't I'm teach not. Prefer- I have not been doing it long enough to be able to teach the class. So.
Oh, okay. So that's the rope class. How about the electro class? Tell us about the electro class. What did you do in the electro class?
We talked about some different little electro things like. You know, a lot of people have like those look like they look like badminton rackets, but they're like buzz zappers.
Yeah.
That they're perfectly safe to use on somebody.
You can actually use buzz zappers on people?
Yes. Actually, one of the hottest scenes I've ever seen with that is a guy's tied up in a chair and he's got an erection and there's a bug zapper laying up under his dick.
Oh.
So every time he starts getting soft, he touches it and zaps it.
Oh, girl. So. That's painful. Apparently, he enjoyed it. Ugh. All right, let's go to our gay stories, Ray.
All right. Unfortunately, I hate still talking about this kind of crap, but apparently it still happens
in this day and age. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Reports of concentration camps and torture for gay men in Russia. Around 100 men have been apprehended in the region and put in the first camps for LGBT people since the Holocaust. Some are believed to have been killed. The majority Muslim region is said to be using the camps to force homosexuals to promise to leave the republic. Repressions against gay men reportedly began after application for a gay rights march in the capital of Grozny. The men are reported being held in camps for gay men, and LGBT rights activists are mounting an effort to evacuate them. Russia's group LGBT network said no national and or religious traditions and norms can justify kidnapping or killing a human being. Any references to traditions to justify kidnappings and killings are immoral and a criminal. Adding, the Russian LGBT network is ready to evacuate people. The precarious situation for LGBT men in recent years began with President Putin's clampdown on gay rights in 2013. Alexander Armitra from Amnesty International Russia told Metro Co. UK, this, how do you say his last name?
Artemyev. Okay.
This is the case of one of the most difficult we've ever dealt with. Although the group cannot independently verify claims of the camps, he said, given the very homophobic environment and the honor killing practices in Chechnya, it's almost impossible to get any verified information as people are afraid to talk. That's why we've called on Russian authorities to take all measures possible to investigate the allegations made by Novaya Gazeta. Is that how you say it?
Novaya Gazeta, yeah.
Informants. Meanwhile, we make every effort to obtain as much information as we can. LGBT rights groups are now trying to expose the camps in which gay men are being kept. Gay people have been detained in a roundup, and we're working to evacuate people from the camps, and some have now left the region. Gay men almost all stated they were taken to a secret prison in Argun, Chechnya, though thought to be empty. A young man from Grozny came forward to say that his friend was forced to confess to being a homosexual. He said he was detained by some security officials on suspicions of homosexuality. In order to get the confession, they beat him with the holes and tortured him with electricity. He reported that 30 people were locked in the same room together with him. According to him, the security officials themselves stated that the order came from the leaders of the republic. The detained were forced to share the contacts of other gay men. The more the person informed, the longer he was detained. Another man was detained and tortured for several days by security forces.
See, what's sad about this is that it seems to be a true story. I'm thinking it is because it's coming from Metro.co.uk. I guess it is a reputable
story. Well, it's also on, it's also since this one broke there, I think it's popped up on CNN and a couple other channels networks that pop up today. So
it's added to, it's 2017. These things are still happening. And it's, you know, it's just sad that it's like, you know, concentration camps is still happening. It's just like the way it is in the Nazi days, I guess. And I don't know. Yeah. I've never been to Russia, and I've heard people who have been to Russia, and it's you know, anyone who's been to Russia? No.
No.
Have you ever chatted anyone in Growler?
No.
Who is from Russia?
Russia? No.
Yeah, I wonder if any of our listeners have ever chatted with anyone from Russia. It's kind of scary, don't you think? It's going to be scary if you're if you have a Growler or a Grindr running in the Russia, which I think they would be. Do you think they're going to be all faceless and they don't want to be detected and they're all running out of VPNs on their phones?
I don't know. Yeah. So it's scary. I don't think I'd want to go to Russia right now.
Yep.
Either way, whether they start hurting the gays or not, I think there's too much political crap going on.
Oh, yeah.
There.
All the way from war and from political crap and gays being persecuted. I mean, not prosecuted, persecuted. Oh, God, I can't believe these things still happen. 2017. Yeah. Okay, let's go to a little bit better story. This is kind of a geek that Ray picked up on a Gay Geek Bizarre page because it's about sperm. Sperm is awesome, right, Ray?
That's right.
Right.
Every single sperm is sacred.
All right, sure, okay. Sperm loaded with drugs could target gynecological cancers. Okay, so this is good for women. All right, so
yes.
So if you come in their vaginas, it can cure cancers. Well, no, there's a special kinds of sperm. So fitting sperm cells with the steering mechanisms offers a new way to target treatments. Delivering drugs to cancerous tissues is one of the more urgent medical issues of our time. The problems with drug delivery are many. These chemicals often become diluted in body fluids or absorbed by other organs. Yeah, if it's a pill, by the time it reaches whatever part of the body, it becomes diluted. Yeah. And then if it's injected, it's too concentrated. I guess in this case, it's kind of different. So even when they do reach their target, they cannot always penetrate cancerous tissue easily. So a better way to deliver drugs that overcomes these issues is urgently needed. So step forward, Mariana Medina Sanchez and pals from the Institute for Integrative Nanosciences in Germany. So it's German made. They've created a unique drug delivery system that uses sperm to carry the active ingredient into a tumor. Their new approach is designed specifically for the diseases of the female reproductive tract, such as gynecological cancer, endometriosis, pelvic inflammatory diseases, and others. The system is simple in essence. This is interesting how they do it. Okay, so Medina Sanchez and company simply soak sperm in the active ingredient, which causes the sperm cells to take up increasingly large doses. They then force the sperm to swim into a kind of mechanical harness, a self-tightening micro-machined structure that attaches to the head of the sperm. So the harness is coated in iron, which allows the sperm to be steered by an external magnetic field. So the sperm provided the propulsive power while a doctor can direct it to the tumor. So the harness also has a quick release mechanism. When the device hits a surface, the force of the collision causes the harness to release its grip on the sperm, which then swim away freely. The idea is that this happens when the sperm reaches the tumor, where it can then burrow it into the tissue and into the cancer cells themselves. Medina Sanchez and a company have tested the mechanism in their lab. For these tests, they use bull sperm. Yeah, it's a bull. Sperm from a bull. Because it is similar size to human sperm. I didn't know bull sperm is the same size as human sperm. So I would imagine they'd be bigger, but apparently not. So they loaded the sperm with a standard chemotherapy drug called dexorubicin and then attached the sperm to mechanical harnesses. They test the utility of the system in a variety of experiments in which the sperm swim toward and then enter a standard cancer model consisting of HeLa cells and HeLa spheroids, which simulate tumors themselves. Okay, I read about the HeLa cells. Many years ago, I read a book called The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, which is about the HeLa cells. It's actually found in her pelvis. It was cancer. It was a tumor. But then what's so special about the HeLa cells? It propagated. It kept on living for some reason. It didn't die. It became a good test bed for medicines and for any kind of drug, because it's HeLa cells. It's hard to explain, but it helped a lot of medicines to be done, like polio, some cancer tests, and things, so many things like that. Anyway, so the results make for interesting reading. The team found that the harness significantly slows down sperm, reducing its speed by 43%. However, it can still move and enter cancer cells. They show that the mechanism effectively kills cancers and that the sperm cells can penetrate the cancerous spheroids, helping to kill cells inside. So it is impressive that these people from Germany were able to do this. Yeah. And they use bull cells. Is it bad to put bull cells into humans? I guess this is a test eventually going to be used by humans.
This is a test, I'm sure. So, I think it'll be a waste of surely they'll have to find a way for the semen to be sterilized so it can't impregnate anybody, because that's the last thing you want to do when you're trying to kill cancer cell is get a woman pregnant. So,
yeah.
But I think that the thought of this and how to direct this, how it could be treated for men too, because men have colon cancers, other things that can be directed to.
So, okay. You have a good point there, Ray. You have a good point there, though. So what happens now for humans, if for men even, like what you said, it could be for prostate cancer or anything inside the rectum or inside the colon, then you do use sperm. Mm-hmm. You can use this same technique for sperm, I guess. You can do that through your... Yeah, I guess that's a good mechanism to do it. Using sperm to deliver things for curing cancer. Yeah, not a bad idea. It's kind of gay, right? Don't you think, right? So a guy
not if
having...
Not bull semen's used.
Not if bull semen is used. Okay. It's just kind of interesting that you can use sperm now to deliver... drugs.
Well, it's just in test stage.
I know.
It's just in test stage.
So,
if they develop this, I'm sure they can find use for other delivery methods the same way.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So it's a good idea. Like what you said, it's possible that they can do this through the rectum for colon cancer. It's a good idea, though.
Our throat maladies and other stuff.
No, if you do that, then you just do for the mouth. I don't know. Put sperm in your mouth. Good idea, Ray. Okay.
Like you've never done that.
Right. I don't spit. I don't swallow. No, I'm kidding. No. Okay, so let's go to the bizarre, Ray.
Okay. Bat reportedly found in package of fresh express salad mix. Two people were recommended for post-exposure rabies treatment after a customer in Florida reported finding a dead bat in a packaged salad mix, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Saturday. The bat was sent to the CDC after it was found in a bag of Fresh Express Organic Market Side Spring Mix. Well, you can't get much fresher and more organic than bat. The deteriorated condition of the bat did not allow for CDC to definitely rule out whether the bat had rabies, the Atlanta-based agency said. The CDC said the risk of rabies transmission was extremely low, but not zero. So the two people who ate the salad mix were recommended for treatment as a precaution. They are fine and show no signs of having rabies, the CDC said. Fresh Express has recalled packages of the salad mix that were sold at Walmarts in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia.
Walmart?
The affected products has the product code G089B19 and is best used by date of April 14, 2017 on the front label. So, upon receiving notification, both Walmart and Fresh Express Food Safety and Rapid Response Team, in close coordination with the regulatory authorities, acted immediately to review all relevant records, launch an intensive investigation, and initiate product removal and all recall procedures, Fresh Express said. There have been no other reports of animal matter.
So, what do you think of this? I think it's just one bag, and they just want to check all the bags. They just say that. Since they were packed in the same time.
Here's the deal. When your food processing plants are supposed to be closed environments so stuff can't get into them.
Okay.
So there shouldn't have been a way for a bat to get into the salad mix.
I would imagine rats or cockroaches, but bats?
Bats, yes. So here's the deal. Somebody wasn't inspecting properly. And the bat got, and the bat was already dead when it came into the plant. And it was mixed in with lettuce and stuff being chopped up for stuff, and it got processed. So, and quality control was just off. So, but now they have to go through. There's all this equipment that has to be scrubbed and cleaned and sanitized, and double check where the bat's getting in. Are the bats? I mean, did the bat come from outside the plant? Are they inside the plant?
Are they inside the plant? Do they have bats in the place, you know? It's just gross.
It's like one of those things. I mean, like when people get a chicken head in their chicken nuggets, that doesn't surprise me, because they go through a processing plant and the stuff gets cut off by machines and it happens so fast because they're trying to process those nuggets for you. Mm-hmm. That I can see that happening. But a bat showing up, that's a little bit extreme, I think. So
yeah, that's true. It's kind of I could expect that. But bats, I would imagine, you know, cockroaches or even mice, they're all land-based.
Yeah.
But these are bats possibly hanging from somewhere and it fell in. I don't know.
Well, like, I mean, the bat could have been, like, on the farm. The bat could have died in the field, and the machines are harvesting most of the stuff now. Mm-hmm. You know, Trump's running all the Mexicans out of the country, so it's not like somebody's out there hand-picking the stuff. So machines have to go harvest the stuff now.
Or it could be somebody playing a prank, or something. Somebody just wanted.
Well, somebody got pissed off at work.
Got a bat and put it in there.
So that's a whole bunch of different things that goes on. It could be a bunch of different things. Or like I said, it could have just got through, and people were not paying attention to their jobs.
Yeah,
and it got processed. So
let's just hope it's the former, not the latter, because the latter is somebody's really bad. Somebody got angry and got disgruntled employee putting a bat inside there. Okay, so I guess that's our story, Ray. And I would like to thank, special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. So that's on facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to contact us, just send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and of course, go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Bye.